Robert Lytle, COC, for the Sligo Stage Rally 2015 and round 6 of the National Championship here in Sligo. We landed here this morning to a downpour of rain, but it's after picking up there this evening.
Yes, and hopefully it'll continue to do so overnight. I mean, early in the week, the forecast for tomorrow was very bad, but progressively has been improving, so I'm optimistic that we'll have a dry day tomorrow. Maybe a little bit damp in the morning, but hopefully getting dry. And hopefully even a little bit of sun, because we're in an exceptionally tourist area and scenic area. So it'll come across very well. You know, it'll portray the country in the area in a good light if we get a nice sunny day.
Robert, you have an essential entry here this weekend. We've done a Kelly, we've Declan Boyle. Like, this is probably one of the best rounds yet.
Yes, I've been very, very pleased with the entry. You know, absolutely delighted with it. It has exceeded my expectations, probably both in quantity and quality. But it's great to get it. It just shows the strength of the Triton National Championship at the moment. You know, it really has gone from strength to strength. I think it's indicative of the camaraderie that's in it and the fun that's in this championship. You know, it seems to suit the guys, and they come and participate, and long may it continue.
Just on the stages in the morning, Robert, we're out on stage this morning. They're wrecking. They're fantastic stages. They're fast, they're technical, they're tight. They're everything that lads want here this weekend, and probably more.
Yes, I would have thought the three exceptionally good stages, but I mean, you ask 10 different competitors sometimes. I mean, I've often said the stages are always too something, too short, too fast, too slow, too tight, too something. But I mean, I think we've done our best. We've selected a route, and hopefully they go out now and enjoy them.
The town here do very well throughout the rally. The hotel does extensively good. It's for the likes of the hotels around the country that are behind the Triton National Championship, behind the Moor clubs like Connacht, let it be Munster, let it be Carrigan Shore, let it be Galway. Only for a hotel, we can't come here and rally, really.
No, I mean, Sligo Park has been home to this rally for a long, long, long time now, and home it really is, because we get an exceptional level of cooperation and service. You know, so I really would like to thank the staff and the management here. They provide a real home for us, excellent facilities. So in terms of the town, we have our little scrutineering exercise in Stephen Street today in the centre of the town. So we car park that we close off in the middle of the town. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't good today, but on a good day down there, it works very well. Crowds were a wee bit small today, which is a wee bit disappointing, but you know, it brings rallying to the people who maybe are not enthusiastic enough to go away out in the country and following it around there. They can go in, see the cars up close in a very relaxed atmosphere, and the kids and all whatever can see the cars and the drivers, and it works very well for us.
Robert, I know your main priority this weekend is safety. Have you got a message for the competitors and the spectators here tomorrow?
I think safety is always top of our priority, but for it to work, you know, we need everybody to pull together, to pull in the one direction on this, and everybody from competitors, from officials and spectators, we all work together to try and keep this sport on the road and keep it safe. You know, so we need competitors to look after one another, to be responsible out there, and so on. Then, you know, the officials will do their best. We have something of the order of a couple of hundred marshals out there from neighbouring clubs, and we can't operate without the help from those neighbouring clubs, so that's much appreciated. And then the spectators, you know, we ask them, stay out of prohibited areas, follow the rules of the marshals, respect them. They've travelled on their own expense and given up their time to come here so that the rally can run. You know, so let's work with them, cooperate with them, and give a little bit of thanks to them.
Just on one more note now, Robert, we're going to put you on the spot here. If you're a betting man here tomorrow morning, I know you're Donegal man. Who's going to come out on top here tomorrow?
If it's a Donegal man, I'd be happy.
Good answer. Thanks very much, Robert.